Have you ever noticed that most prayers end with, "In Jesus' name, amen"? Well, that comes from John chapter 14, verse 13, where Jesus says, "Whatever you ask in my name." So in verse 13, Jesus says to ask or to pray in his name. But what does this mean? Well, to pray in Jesus' name means that I claim no rights or honors or accolades that I have won that give me the privilege of stepping into the throne room of God. My only means, my only claim is the person and work of Jesus Christ. So have you ever prayed for something to happen in your life, and you've prayed and prayed and prayed, and after receiving no answer, no movement, you might say to yourself or to a friend, "I don't understand. I've been diligent in prayer. I believe this is in accord with God's will, and I want His glory to be spread. I've been a faithful member of the church, serving when I've been called upon, teaching a Sunday school class for 15 years. I've been the best father and husband I know to be." Have you ever said things similar to that after praying for something? Well, I'm sure we all have at one time or another, but when we do that, on what basis are we approaching God? We are approaching God on our perceived goodness and righteousness. We think that by our behavior, we have earned a little bit of reward, like the answer to a prayer. But to ask in the name of Jesus means something further. It means that I come on no other grounds but Christ alone. And I am desiring for my life to be the expression of Christ's life. In other words, what I am asking for in prayer lines up with the will and character of Christ. Can you say that? Can we say that about our prayers that we give in Jesus' name? When you pray today, please remember B.J. Sanders and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Kekchi Life Word broadcast that's heard in Guatemala.